In news from South America, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez has warned he will nationalize the country's banks and largest steel producer in a bid to strong-arm the businesses into contributing more to local industry. Professor of Latin American History and Politics at the University of Oxford is Malcolm Dees. He says the move is not necessarily a good one for the country.
President Chavez has been certainly extending the already great power of the Venezuelan state over the economy. And last week we had the oil companies in the Orinoco agreeing, most of them, that they would now take a minority share in the exploitation of the oil of that region. The Venezuelan economy has always been very much dominated by the state. Venezuela, as everybody knows, is an oil economy. The oil revenue goes to the government, and the government dominates the economy. The private sector in Venezuela has consequently always been, in recent decades, very dependent on government goodwill. Here we have, I think, President Chavez tightening the screws a bit more. President Chavez recently nationalized the telephone system, CanTV. I can remember what it used to be like before CanTV was privatized, trying to make telephone calls in Venezuela. It was one of the most inefficient telephone companies that I've ever come across. This is not necessarily good news for Venezuela.